Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed. Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
I'm your resident herbalist. I'm filling in for Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver and Alfred Adass today. They're having some power issues, so they asked me to fill in for them, which, you know, I'm so happy to do so because I love to spend time with you guys. And we're going to talk about, you know, natural health things today, because if you want the gold and silver information other than the, you know, the precious metal quotes for the day, according to, you know, the economic powers, then you'll have to call Melanie Cederstrom, because she's the one that I refer to for all my gold and silver needs and market advice. Her and Alfred also do a great job of that. So I do encourage you to give them a call at Discount at 800-375-4188 at your earliest convenience, 800-375-4188. And they can fill you in on everything that I can't. How's that? Also, I encourage you to sign up for the American Survival Newsletter. If you do have email, it's an email newsletter, because Alfred and Melanie do write for that newsletter, and they do an excellent job. Lots of updates on gold and silver markets, and of course, Al's great perspective on what's going on, really. And so that goes out every Tuesday. It goes out in the email on Tuesday. So if you want it, it's free, and you can sign up at the powerherbs.com website or at Discount Gold and Silver's website as well, and get empowered with information. Well, before we jump into, you know, our quack report, I guess we could do our quack report here, and our segments on health, I want to give you the gold and silver markets as they are right now. Let's see, gold is, goodness, it's down $70.60 for a total of $1,281.70. So gold is down $70.60 right now. Silver is down $1.68 for a total of $19.77. So silver's down $1.68. And platinum is down $54 for a total of $1,365. And palladium is down $31 for a total of $6.67 even. So the market's down. And of course, for those of you that missed that update, do give Melanie Cederstrom a discount to call at 800-375-4188, or do send her an email, and she'll be happy to discuss all the good stuff on the market there. Her expertise, that's what she does, and she's good at it. I have to admit. That's who I turn to if I don't understand the financial stuff. All right. Well, we got a quack report. I don't know. Are we going to have quackers, sound bites? Let me know, magical engineer. But before we get to the... Okay. Okay, well, we will have sound bites in a minute. But before we get to the quacker, we're going to be giving a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're going to be lifting our righteous men and women that are in uniform up in prayer. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and mind in the time, because it grows short. We're going to ask for righteous leadership to be restored across America, because that's what we need. And if it's God's will, it will be done, but we need his help. So I hope you'll join me in that prayer. It's a standard prayer these days. And but, you know, do seek the Lord's face and spend some time with him. You'll never regret it. You'll never waste any minutes doing that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got in the quacker today? GMO plants. Oh, goodness, all GMO. Stanford University in California wants you to donate some money to them so they can continue their research in genetically modifying plants that, get this, glow in the dark, generate their own light. It's called the Glowing Plant Project, and they've already gotten $500,000, but I guess they want more. Originally, this whole project was referred to the Synthetic Biology Program, GM Glowing Plants. What they do is they contain genes that are artificially spliced from other species, in this case, fireflies. And then that DNA strand is injected into the plants, and voila, they are their own nightlight. So I don't know what's next. You know, are they going to put that in vaccines and then all of a sudden we glow in the dark? Hey, they'll tell you it'll save energy and you'll save the planet. I'm being facetious. For those of you that don't know, I'm like that. Moving along in the quack report, walnuts, they say, is a great brain food. A lot of the omega-3 fatty acids in there are essential for brain to function normally. It actually will lift your mood and raise your melatonin level so you get a better night's sleep. And to get this, folks, it's also good for the prostate and for improving sperm health. So if you're, you know, wanting to start a family, you know, just take a handful of walnuts and, you know, forget about the rest, I guess. Powerhouse of nutrition in the walnut, manganese, copper, iron, calcium, phosphorus. Whole lot of good stuff going on there. You're going to get more of that nutrition, they say, in the black walnut variety. Also, black walnuts do have that natural iodine, which feeds the thyroid gland. So excellent source there. If you want to check out the black walnut tincture, it's at the powerherbs.com website, or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll hook you up with some black walnut certified organic tincture. And you can get a better night's sleep, improve your thyroid, and a whole bunch of good stuff there. If you want to give them a call toll-free, you can at 866-229-3663 and ask for their free new catalog, their 2013 catalog, 866-229-3663, or you can just visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Moving along on the quacker here, Australia is about to unleash genetically modified wheat. Goodness gracious. Australia's Office of the Gene Technology Regulatory Commission has issued a new license throughout the country permitting GM wheat field trials. And a lot of people are upset about that. They think it's going to contaminate the organic wheat, which it probably will. GM wheat, they say, is capable of permanently reprogramming our human genes, causing untold damage to human health. Independent analysis of the biotech industry feeding rats genetically modified wheat caused organ toxicity and organ failure in the kidney and liver area. So against the advice of the Australian Public Health Association, they're going ahead with that, and it's going to corrupt their wheat industry, which is worth about $7.5 billion. Last but not least in the quack report, GM salmon, we've heard about this Frankenfish for like ever, but apparently, McGill University out of Quebec, Canada, they did their own study, and they proved everything that we were ever told about the genetically modified salmon was a total flat-out lie. That's right. We were told the The GM salmon won't escape into the wild and corrupt our organic, healthy, God-created salmon. No, no, they said it wouldn't happen. And even if it did, they said, our GM salmon is sterile. It won't mate with any fish and cause a problem. Well, according to the folks in Canada, this fish is totally sterile, not sterile, but is viral. And it's very dominant. And it does mate with trout and other fishes. And it's a real problem, they said, if it ever gets out. So GM, I tell you, I don't eat anything GM. And for those of you that did get this past week's issue of the American Survival Newsletter, Dr. Carly had an excellent article in there where she gave you a link to a website that had all this genetically modified food by your major companies out there, like Marie Callender's and Uncle Ben's Rice, and you know all the stuff you think is real healthy. They are using genetically modified stuff. I was shocked. You know, I kind of like Uncle Ben's Rice, but now I'm not going to buy it anymore. I already don't buy corn. I don't buy soy. So now, you know, rice, wheat, what else? Fish? What's there going to be left to eat? I don't know. Well, we're going to have to pray and put that on the prayer list. That's what we're going to have to do. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for the sound bites. All right, we're going to jump into our topic. I know we got a break coming up in a few minutes, but we're just going to go ahead and start it off. I want to talk about this new bug bite, and it's basically a vaccine, okay? You'll see what I mean in a minute. We no longer need to really have to go to the movies to witness some weird science because it's happening in real time right now in our daily lives. Now, in summertime, we're kind of concerned about, you know, those summertime nuisances, you know, like poison ivy and sunburn and bee stings, you know, the mystery bug bites, that kind of thing. Who would have thought that the scientific medical industry would develop a new way for you to get a bug bite? What I'm talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is I'm saying that there is a new process afoot in the vaccine industry, and we're going to take a look at it. That's right. So what in God's name has FDA approved now? Well, they have given the approval for Protein Sciences Corporation, PSC for short, to manufacture a new experimental vaccine to test on the public. Well, you may be saying, aren't all vaccines experimental? True, but this is the first vaccine of its kind to be made with genetically modified proteins from three different flu strains and the GM proteins from insect cells. Get it? New way to get a bug bite. So the GM flu drug is called Flubac. And they're told that this vaccine is a trivalent, which means it's, you know, contains proteins from three different flu strains. Apparently, Protein Science Corporation extracted cells from insects to harvest their baculovirus for the purpose of speeding up the production of the serum. Also included in this Flubac vaccine are cells from the fall armyworm, which is a caterpillar, which are genetically altered to produce a huge amount of hemagglutinin. And what the heck is hemagglutinin? Well, it's important because in this type of flu protein, it allows that flu virus to penetrate deep into your body and fast, very quickly. So fast, quick penetration there of your flu vaccine. Yeah, that's what they're doing. So this, of course, we're told, enables your flu makers, all this new technology they're doing to make their new flu vaccines, helps them skip that traditional slow process of, you know, growing cultures on eggs to make the vaccine. So this new technology is going to allow for an unprecedented amount of vaccine to be made in increasing the profits of the, you know, the drug companies. Just, you know, boom. It's like, you know, I dream a genie. She folds her arms and bam, there's billions of dollars of flu vials right there. I know I'm being facetious, but, you know, it's like that. It's crazy. It's really insane, to be honest. What are the side effects? Well, I'm so glad you asked. No one really knows all the side effects this new vaccine is going to bring. There is literature that comes with the vaccine And in the section titled Warnings and Precautions, the routine warnings for the drug are listed, like, you know, allergic reactions, respiratory infections, headache, fatigue, rhinorrhea, malalgia, and altered immunocompetence. So this vaccine can actually compromise your natural immune system, which could be permanent. So it can disable you and give you some muscle pain and tenderness. If you don't know what that is, think fibromyalgia. And it can cause your brain sac fluid to leak into your sinuses and drip out your nose. I didn't make it up. It's there on the literature. So you will also learn that two of the human guinea pigs in their test group died after being injected with the Flublok vaccine. I'm not talking about real animal guinea pigs. I'm talking about people. Yeah, they tested it on a few people. So Protein Science Corporation insists, though, their vaccine is safe and 45% effective against just two or three strains of flu. No, they say no. It's not just going to be effective against a couple of strains of flu. They guarantee it's going to be, effective against all strains of influenza, but only 45% effective. Goodness. Well, you know, this culture, this cell culture technology, the competition is running amok. The competition to come up with universal flu vaccine is fierce. Now, Novartis has come up with, in November, with a flux vaccine, if I could say it three times fast, flux flax vaccine, there you go, which is made with dog kidney cells. And like the Flublok, this vaccine also is made without the traditional means. Forget the eggs, forget growing cultures, forget it. The new vaccine technology is empowering these drug companies to manufacture any serum for any pandemic at the drop of Big Brother's hat. So swift production and rapid distribution is the name of the game in the vaccine industry. And we're told that the Flusvax vaccine contains no preservatives, and it's reported to be about 83% effective. But what are the side effects? Well, soreness, redness at the injection site, headache, fatigue, hives, high fever, severe weakness, seizure, bleeding, chills, joint and muscle pain, respiratory distress, swelling of the face, lips, tongues, or throat. Gee, I think I'll just take the regular flu, thanks, rather than risk that. Of course, I'm an herbalist. I know how to get over the flu in 2 days. If you've been listening to me on Herb Talk Live, you know too. Oh, by the way, I'll be on American Voice Radio tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You check it out. Now, if you're on shortwave only, I do my show Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on 4840. You can tune in there or just visit our website and download the archive show. So I know I'm coming up to a break, but, you know, on the other side of this break, we're going to be talking about these vaccine manufacturers. And what else is genetically engineered that you may not know about in medicine? And what you could possibly do to protect yourselves? There's a lot you could do, actually, because God said, you know, herbs are here for the service of man. And I believe with my whole heart that he didn't expect you to, you know, depend on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. I don't think so. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Here on Financial Survival. Melody Cederstrom is not with us today, and I'll ask, he'll be back with Melanie next time. He had some power issues, I believe, so he wasn't able to connect. So they called your favorite herbalist here to fill in, which I'm happy to do. And so if you're interested in powering up your portfolio with some, you know, tangible asset that, you know, will never be worth zero, gold and silver, call Melody. That's who I call. Her number is 800-375-4188 at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188, or visit her website, Discounts Gold and Silver. Her banner's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you can get on over there and tell her I sent you. All right, right before the break, we were talking about this new vaccine with the bug cells in it. You know, have you ever noticed photos taken of vaccine and research facilities where the staff, they wear more than the standard hospital attire? Have you noticed that? They have hair bonnets, masks, face shields, rubber gloves, shoe covers, double-tied gowns, the whole shebang, right? And we're told it's to keep the vaccine process sterile and as free of pollutants as possible. Sure. Or is it to protect the staff from the dangerous and deadly viral strains they're working with? Well, probably both. But I would not want to inject dangerous or deadly pathogens into my blood. Thank you very much. No, no. Let's talk about what else is genetically engineered out there that you may not be aware of. Because genetically engineered medicine is pretty widespread right now. Today, the vaccines are just the tip of the iceberg. Mass production of GM medicine includes insulin, human growth hormones, infertility drugs, human blood serum and antibodies, hemophiliac drugs, and, of course, your vaccines. So regarding your vaccines, though, we are told that the genetically engineered serums are superior because they have been they've been made quickly and are missing the infectious sequence of the disease to be able to deliver an immune benefit. And I'm like, say what? When I saw that, I said, wait a minute. So the genetically engineered vaccines are missing the infectious sequences of the disease itself, so they'll deliver a superior immune benefit. So, okay, so my brain immediately asks this question. So all this stuff we've been told since the 40s and 50s, or I guess, about immune system inoculations, that you'll get a little bit of the disease to stimulate your immune system to create antibodies to protect you in the future, was baloney? Huh? However, genetic engineered human blood, guess what? It's made from mice cells fused together to create antibodies. That doesn't sit well with me either. Blood transfusions of human blood is risky enough, but navigating the unknown recombinant vaccines composed of multiple antigens from various animal and insect cells? Whoa, that's way outside the realm of nature. Also recently, there's been many reports of fraud within the medical and the pharmaceutical industries exposing the corruption. So how are we to know if we're being told all the truth about these new medical technologies and treatments? I hazard to conclude we're not. These new drugs and vaccines are altering the DNA of mankind. Now, Al Adass, bless his heart, he often mentions, and rightly so, the state and federal definition of a drug for man and other animals, okay? That's what it is. It alters, does some sort of, you know, healing for man and other animals, and we're not animals, okay? But medicine thinks we are, so they have no compulsion, no problem changing our DNA with animal stuff, bug stuff. Not a problem for them. Now, you know, Tacitus in 56 A.D., he was around between 56 and 117 A.D. He said this: the more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws. Ain't that the truth? Also, Teddy Roosevelt said this: a man who has never gone to school may steal a freight car, but if he has a university education, he may steal the whole railroad. And of course, if you go to the good book, Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, it says, evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Well, you know, Obamacare is going to topple the medical system, we're told. And you're going to need another way to look after your health. You are. So if you've been preparing for the worst, don't forget, you know, you're going to stock up on your food, your ammunition, your water, but don't forget to stock up on your immune system ammo. Yeah. There's a saying that life is in the blood, so you'll want to protect it from deadly pathogens and genetically modified substances. So eat organic foods the best you can. Do your semi-annual organ cleansing, including the blood cleanse. And learn how to cleanse the blood to remove those heavy metals and pharmaceutical pathogens, vaccines, all those residues. And you can do that with God's powerful herbs. That's what he put here. Herbs are here for the service of man. That's what he says. That's in 104. It's in Psalms 104, verse 14, I believe. So if you're interested in learning how to protect yourself using God's organic herbs, then give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They are the immune system and organ cleansing experts. They'll show you how to protect yourself. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their website if you have access to the internet, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is the official website of Apothecary Herbs, and you can ask for a free product catalog and, you know, just start learning how to protect yourself because you're going to need it. Of course, if you're looking for the backup currency, I definitely recommend Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. And her toll-free number is 800-375-4188, Discount Gold and Silver, 800-375-4188. And I believe you could get there with the web address, just DSGCoins, I think, is the webaddress.com. Discount, DGScoins.com is the web address. Of course, her banner's on our links page, so you can get on over there to Melanie's site. All right, we're going to shift gears. We got tons of time, so we're going to give you more empowering information. I want to talk about the ACOs. Have you heard about these, the ACOs? Most people don't even know what they are. So what is it? Well, ACO stands for Accountable Care Organization. It is a program that is set up to handle Medicare patients, but they're putting the Medicare patients in there by geographic location, but eventually it's everybody is going to be in there. But they're starting with the Medicare patients. So Americans are being assigned to it right now, and they may not even know it. The duty of the ACOs is to be accountable to government for your health care. So this ACO program is a byproduct of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And how would any American know about this program and what it may mean for their health care? Well, you don't know unless you took an entire year to read the 20,000 pages that are now encompassing the Affordable Care Act. Now, I was reading a newsletter that was published by Southwest Radio Ministries in which they included a photo of an office chair, and stacked next to the chair was this tower of documents which reached 7 feet, 3 inches high. Now, beneath the photo of March 2013, it explained that the stack of documents was the Affordable Care Act. But you got to keep in mind that the unconstitutional Congress passed the original legislation, which was only 2,700 pages. So, and that was in October of 2009. So the U.S. government has added 17,000 new regulations to their socialized healthcare package, and few Americans, doctors, you name it, know what the details are. They have no clue. More importantly, medical practices, if they do comply, are going to buckle under the burden of this healthcare regulation. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be just a total disaster, a train wreck. Doesn't even describe it. So what are doctors saying about this? Well, there have been several reports that doctors will be retiring from practice if they are able to do so. The red tape that the Obamacare puts on the medical offices is pretty overwhelming. It's going to overwhelm their resources. They're going to hire people just to deal with it. And that's just the beginning. You know, if they can add 1,700 pages of new requirements to a bill in just 4 years, you know, what's it going to look like 4 years from now? Well, when Obamacare is entirely implemented, every American they estimate Americans will have third world health care, according to Dr. Lee Heeb, who is an orthopedic surgeon formerly with the U.S. Marine Corps, Big Semper Fi, and now in private practice for 20 years. Dr. Heeb says that the Affordable Care Act is designed to destroy the free market healthcare system. And apparently the rules of the Affordable Care Act are under continuous revision. Dr. Heeb says this: the big picture is the Affordable Care Act is a three-step shell game to bring about the death of private practice medicine in America, end of quote. And you know what? That's exactly what Dr. Rebecca Carley said on my show. Yep, years ago. Well, let's look at this three-step program for a second. What, in a nutshell, Obamacare is going to wipe out your private health care in three steps. Here it is. Number one, they divide the country up into regions involving the ACOs and private practices close under the strain of the new laws. Number two, the private medical competition has been removed, so government-run health care is now the only option. Everyone is at the mercy of the ACOs. The Obamacare now removes the financial incentives that the hospitals are going to get, so if hospitals want to survive, their CEOs will merge with larger hospital authorities, and we're beginning to see some of that now. It's a little hiccup that we're seeing. Either that or they'll be reduced to bribing government officials or just go out of business altogether. And number three, government is going to hold on to the money, and it fails to reimburse hospitals for care. Staff is going to be laid off, and with no private health care to turn to, Americans will experience inadequate or no health care. So the result is long waits, denied surgical treatments, unavailable medications, leading to the final implosion of the system. And when that's complete, there'll be a more federal takeover of all medical facilities from coast to coast as a result of this national crisis which the government created. Let me save you, right? They made the mess. So the government will become the largest employer and have any remaining health insurance companies that are left, they may hire them to manage their ACOs. According to Dr. Heeb, when free market medicine goes, so goes freedom. Well, what's that saying? When you got your health, you got everything, right? Well, what we're watching, actually, is the dismantling of a once great country. Stone by stone, the wicked in power are taking away your freedom and replacing it with their control. So how can you spot a wicked person? Think about it. It's really simple. It's basic. They don't support independence. They seek to control you. So have you noticed some of the signs that the three-step wipeout is already in motion? The cost of seeing a private practitioner has risen 41% since 2010. Medical offices are implementing Obamacare, and it's costing them more money, and they're passing it on to the patient. Insurance companies are compensating, too, and some prescription drugs are no longer available under the insurance plan at your pharmacy, but you got to get it through a mail order. And that, and how does that help you when it's a medicine for infection or pain? People don't want to wait. So at this point, those able to afford insurance will just pay for it out of pocket, especially if it's for, like I said, pain or infection. Also, the medication is more expensive than the copay. And some doctors have actually, they just said, forget it. They've just gone cash basis only, no insurance. They've lowered their overhead expenses and fees. They removed the computer technology from their offices to avoid a paperless technology, which they say is not less secure, but gives their patients more privacy. Interesting. We'll see how they do, right? A lot of people say, well, there's that Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution that says about tax bills, raising revenue, have to originate in the House. Well, that's called a shell bill, actually. It amazes me. Americans are accepting this illegal activity of the current administration, but the law of the land says that tax legislation is brought forth through the House, not the Senate, where apparently the Affordable Care Act was hatched, right? Well, some argue the bill did technically originate in the House, passed under another title and bill number, and then the bill was gutted, changed, renamed, resubmitted to the Senate. So if you think that sounds underhanded in order to get around the constitutional law, well, then your instincts are correct. This is known as the shell bill procedure, which apparently the courts tolerate. Isn't that great? Hey, corruption is corruption, like lipstick on a pig, right? So what can the people do? Well, you can press the corrupt representatives to follow procedure. The healthcare mandate is now an official tax bill, and the IRS is going to manage it, which means it's a budgetary matter for the Senate. Senate can get rid of the Obamacare through reconciliation with 51 votes, not 60. So if America is no longer the land of laws, it becomes the land of men, tyrants. There is that old saying that a locked door is for a law-abiding people and not the criminals. In other words, good laws work for the people who are moral. The wicked cannot be reasoned with. Hey, we got to take a break. Whew. I got to take a break, too. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Wendy Wilson, I'm your herbalist, and we're just cranking along here talking about our future in healthcare and what the ACOs are. Hey, you know what? The answer to all this problem is in the Bible. You know that, right? If you go to Psalms 10, it said, "The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let him be taken in the devices that they have imagined." Yeah, so, you know, it'll come around and get him. Now, a few hundred people in positions of power are basically engaging in immoral, unethical behavior and abusing their power. And Proverbs 29 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." How you doing there? Are you rejoicing? So you don't have to be paranoid or have conspiracy theorists to know that something is wrong. Now, think about this. The Department of Homeland Security, they use 15 million rounds of ammunition per year at shooting ranges for training exercises. So the Department of Homeland Security wants 1.5 billion more rounds of ammunition, which is enough ammo to fight a war for more than 20 years. What's up with that? Well, you know. Ronald Reagan in 1961 said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." Hey, you know, I often pray for righteousness. You hear me often say that at the beginning of shows. So what does righteousness look like? I think people have forgotten, to be honest. Some people seem to be overwhelmed and overloaded with the events taking place. And we can get some perspective by stepping back and looking at an old story in the Bible about what God says about righteousness. King David was in the wilderness with 600 of his men. He was avoiding King Saul, who wanted to kill him. Remember that? But while he was in the wilderness, David and his men were safeguarding the shepherds and their flocks from thieves. And the owner of the flocks was a rich man by the name of Nabal. And in the Hebrew, his name means fool. So David sent three of his men to Nabal to reassure him that his flocks, his shepherds, were safe under their watchful eye. And Nabal was rude and ungrateful and rebuffed David's men. So Nabal is described by God as a rude and ungrateful person, but he calls him churlish. He's a churlish man, which means he's stingy, greedy, crude, brutish, and downright evil. So when David heard of this, He told 400 of his men, strap on your swords and make ready to visit Nabal. And he also told his men, by the way, Nabal's mine. So in those days, if you rewarded good with evil, you risked death. So that is what righteousness looks like. That is what a righteous man does. Stands up, defends righteousness. And you'll read about this whole story in the first book of Samuel, chapter 25. So that is what the founders of America did. They stood up. Where are the righteous men? Are we a generation of so few righteous men? Now, the churl man is evil and devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speak righteously. And the answer to the world's problems is in the Bible. So, folks, if you want righteousness restored, you've got to start standing up together and saying no to wickedness. The liberal-minded person does not regard God's ways of righteousness. And at some point, people find out that God's righteousness is not obsolete, it's not outdated, and it's definitely not powerless. So you want more power? You know, God's got it for you. God didn't leave us powerless here when it came to restoring our health. God says herbs are meat in the first book of Genesis, verse 29 and 31. So God also said herbs are here for the services, a service of man. Psalms 104. So for professional strength, herb, liquids, powdered mixes, superior delivery system, doesn't need to be digested in the system in 60 seconds. To boost your immune system or detoxify your body, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and they'll hook you up with a brand new catalog. Or you can go online and order or request the catalog on thepowerherbs.com. But of course, you can call them toll free at 866-229-3663. A lot of people say, what are your store hours? We never close. We're 24/7. There's always someone live to talk to. If you want to talk to me, though, you got to call during work hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But there's always someone live with a pulse to answer the phone if you want to talk to them. We do have a catalog hotline, though. If you want to leave your information, we do send you a catalog. But if you need to talk to somebody, you can. Toll-free is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And tomorrow's the last day of our Father's Day special. So we have a lot of fathers picking up their cleanses and they're saving 15%. So orders over $40 receive 15% off, and that is good through tomorrow. And so take advantage of that. Save money and get better. What could be better than that? That's just very awesome. Okay, we got a few minutes. So I got more information. I never stop, let me tell you. I keep going. Let's talk about doctors for a minute. Are they doctors these days, or are they salesmen? Now, don't get me wrong. Modern medicine has its place. Triage, emergency trauma. Definitely, you know, if you've been in an accident, you need an emergency room, you need a doctor. Very good. But for preventative health care issues, they don't cure anything. It's more lucrative to manage your disease. So let's talk about doctors. Are they salesmen these days? Well, you know, I was watching this TV documentary on orthopedic medicine in Germany. Why was a public TV doing a documentary on that? Seems that there are an awful lot of knee and back surgeries overseas that are either unnecessary or they're being done by doctors that are not skilled enough to perform them. But according to the report, in Germany, orthopedic surgeries have risen 20% in 5 years. Why is that? So the orthopedic field is very profitable, and the way that the German system is set up, there is no incentive to avoid doing unnecessary surgeries. So Germany has the universal socialized healthcare system, and surgeons get a flat rate for doing orthopedic surgery, so if they want to make a lot of money, the doctors have to do a lot of surgeries. Now, in 2011, there were 240,000 hip replacement surgeries, 175,000 knee replacement surgeries, and 160,000 back surgeries done in Germany. So, sounds like all of a sudden surgery is not an exact science. The makers of the CPCC TV documentary interviewed former surgeons in Germany who did not want anything to do with the flat-rate surgery arrangement the government forced on them. One orthopedic surgeon quit his hospital job and took a job as a first responder, or what we would call an EMT here in America. He said the surgeons are under contract and under a lot of pressure in Germany. So the health authority has surgery quotas, which make patients a financial target. Now, it has turned their medical industry into a reward or punishment situation for the physicians. So if doctors don't perform enough surgeries, they're sanctioned. And if they exceed their quota, then they get a bonus. So in Germany, the socialized medicine has produced a high turnover surgery rate, and many patients are receiving surgeries they don't need. Let's talk about this patient bounty for a minute. Perhaps we've been looking at the socialized healthcare that is about to be launched in America the wrong way. We've been thinking that there's going to be a substandard or no healthcare service. So what if the universal socialized healthcare plan is to make every patient the doctor's paycheck? In other words, doctors will be paid less money than before, but they have to work harder to earn the same money that they're accustomed to. So the system is not a reform system, and it's really not in the best of the patient's interest. But in Germany, over 92% of the population is covered under their government's statutory health insurance. Their government-controlled health care has been in effect since the 1800s, but it was mostly for the very poor. More Germans were swept into the government plan in the 70s, making every patient part of a physician's meal ticket. Currently, 50% of the 2,000 hospitals in Germany are public, and their doctors are under the quota contracts. So if you arrive at such a facility, the former German surgeons say that you will have unnecessary procedures done. So now we've been told by the economic experts that the free market healthcare in America is about a third of the economy. So if the Affordable Care Act works something like Germany's plan, then the government could eventually own over 5,000 hospitals across America. Currently, still under a free market healthcare system, American surgeons are compensated quite nicely. For example, orthopedic surgeons can earn an average of $427,000 working for a major hospital. If they're in private practice, they'll earn $391,000, or if they're on their own in a solo practice, $251,000. And by the way, the American orthopedic surgeons don't consider themselves to be rich, but Obama does. So Germany orthopedic surgeons make on average $131,000 a year. And in Germany, the physicians actually leave their work and they come to work in the unencumbered healthcare system in America, but that's about to change. So how many orthopedic surgeries are performed in America? Well, according to the CDC, we outperformed Germany in the number of surgeries. In 2012, there was 719,000 knee replacement surgeries and 332,000 hip replacement surgeries. But America has twice the number of hospitals than Germany. Therefore, if the Affordable Care Act intends to pay physicians a flat rate, as Obama says it will, it's estimated that the surgeons will have to do twice or three times the number of surgeries as they are now to keep their standard of living. And we will have to see how the healthcare in America plays out, but either way the healthcare pendulum swings will, you know, have significant impact on both physicians and patients, definitely. So more and more people, you know what, they're deciding that they don't have time to wait to see how Obama's healthcare shakes out. They are working on their own affordable and preventable healthcare with healthier lifestyles, learning how to use medicinal herbs, you know, exercising on a regular basis. That's good. So people are discovering that with a few easy steps, they can cleanse away toxins, power up their immune system, avoid a lot of health problems, just like that. So you can do that too. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and they'll show you how. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, and the web address is thepowerherbs.com. So check that out, and don't forget to take advantage of the Father's Day special, 15% off your herbal formulas, orders over $40. And so you can pick up a few things. You get even some salt, some healthy oatmeal honey soap, natural deodorant crystals, a whole slew of things that are really great and save money at the same time. So that special is on through tomorrow. So do take advantage of that. And while you're on the website, if you do have email and you want to receive the free newsletters, there's the American Survival Newsletter. Melanie Cederstrom, Alfred Adass, they write for that. It goes out on Tuesdays. So does Dr. Rebecca Carley, Ty Bollinger for the Cancer Truth Chronicles. He writes for it, and of course I do too. And you can sign up for free. There's no charge, and it goes out every week. And you have to have email, though, okay? So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com, or you can sign up on Melanie Cederstrom's website, dgscoins.com. Also, HealthQuest is another newsletter that we send out on thepowerherbs.com website. It's all about herb secrets. I write for that, and that goes out on Fridays. So you can sign up for both if you want, and they're both free and empowering. That's what I like about it. I'm all about information that empowers the people. That's awesome. That's what I like. Well, if you get to join me tonight on American Voice Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I am going to be talking about anxiety and heart attacks. You know, a lot of people don't distinguish between the two. Are they having a panic attack or are they having a heart attack? So we're going to talk about that. And then also John Monroe is going to be with me. He's our natural vision expert from Boulder, Colorado. If you've got macular degeneration, cataracts, nearsightedness, conjunctivitis, you name it, he's got some natural solutions to discuss and help you out there. I'm working with him, and I'm reversing my nearsightedness, so using my herbal eyewash and his vision kit, awesome vision kit, by the way. So he'll be with us, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He'll be on tonight, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time with me. Show starts at 7, though. And we're going to have fun. So I hope you can tune in. I do hope you can tune in. But if you want to listen on your phone, if you don't have access to satellite or the internet, the phone number to call is 704-772-7627. And Magical Engineer, just correct me if I am incorrect on that number. It is, once again, 704-772-7627. And you'll be asked to enter a PIN. PIN number is 10111, so it's 10111. So 10111 is the PIN number, and you can listen on your phone. Yeah, and tell all your friends. Yeah, more of the mirror. Gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's you back.